It's our health segment, and this morning it's sponsored by the University of Chicago Medicine. I want to tell you about an amazing article I read in the New York Times the other day. It was an excerpt from a book called Gulp, Adventures in the Alimentary Canal. It was musings and conversations about the digestive tract, the process by which the body digests food. Yeah, yuck, I know, but it was fascinating. I got to read this book now. Now, to get you excited about the seemingly unexciting subject of chewing and swallowing and the gastric juices and all the bacteria junk down there, I'm going to talk with the author of the book. Her name is Mary Roach. And Mary, as I gathered from the piece in the Times, this is a field of scientific research.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just the mouth alone. There's a bunch of people that study the science of oral processing. You know, the mouth is kind of like a Cuisinart, kind of a food processor with a lot of very special attachments. Like the tongue is really a bolus roller. I never knew this. You know, you're like chew up the food, and then you gotta form it into like the swallowable state.
So yeah, that's like the cud that the cow is chewing. It's the bolus.
Yeah, exactly. So you have this bolus that you make like every day, three times a day. You're crafting boluses. Nobody even thinks about their what they're doing in there, and except me. I think about it. I thought about it a lot, and now it's ready for. It's time for everybody else to think about it. Wah, wah.
Yeah, I was amazing about let me quote from the article, which is, I guess, a quote from the book. It says, think of a peanut between two molars about to be crushed. At the precise millisecond, the nut succumbs. The jaw muscles sense the yielding and reflexively let up. Without that reflex, the molars would continue to hurtle recklessly toward one another, and I guess Mary very quickly would destroy the teeth.
That's right. I mean, you're putting this kind of force onto, you know, something you're trying to break, and then if it broke apart and you didn't have this reflex, you slam your molars together and probably chip them or break them. So your body's just doing all these things behind the scenes and, like, gets no thanks whatsoever from you. But, yeah, it's pretty miraculous, stuff that you take for granted.
Let me ask you some direct questions. Why doesn't the stomach digest itself? What is that, sulfuric acid down there swirling about?
Hydrochloric acid, yes. Hydrochloric acid, one of the main functions of hydrochloric acid is to kill bacteria, because we eat a lot of bacteria-laden stuff, so it's partly protective. It's also doing some breaking down of stuff. And, yeah, why doesn't it digest itself? What I'm told is that it does, and that it also regenerates itself very quickly. The other thing going on is that some of those very destructive juices are created in two separate kinds of cells, and then they come together kind of like epoxy. You know how epoxy is sold in two separate tubes, and then you mix them up so that they don't stick together, the tube that they're made in. So to keep if the cells that were making this destructive material, I mean, it would just destroy them. So it's very, very nifty setup. There's two separate components that are made in these cells, and then they combine and become this destructive juice. So there's all kinds of intricate and things going on that you should be.
Yeah, you really start learning to love nature and the complexity of the human body and how it all just seems to function so effortlessly. Let me ask you about constipation. Is it fatal?
Occasionally, it is. Occasionally, very occasionally. Usually, this is a situation if somebody's got a problem, like paralyzed colon where stuff is backing up and sitting in there and getting very hard. So what happens if I hope nobody's eating lunch, my apologies if people are eating lunch, or any other meal. What happens if you have a very difficult, dry, large thing you're trying to rid yourself
okay,
of?
Okay, yes.
Anyway, if you're pushing too hard, you can have something called defecation-associated sudden death, and that is what killed Elvis.
And so that was, in fact, the fatal thing? It wasn't all the drugs in his body and whatever else he was ingesting?
Well, the drugs certainly didn't help. He was definitely on a lot of prescription drugs, and his heart was weakened. But the shining moments there in the bathroom, the moment of death, what killed him was a fatal heart arrhythmia, and that's something that can happen when you're straining with to a
yeah, okay, okay.
You
yeah,
have
yeah.
A yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway.
Mary, how did you get so, I mean, it is fascinating, but how did you get, what was your personal story for getting drawn into this wild, wacky world of digestion?
Well, it's just right up my stinky little alley. I guess my books have all been, you know, there was the cadaver book, Stiff.
Yep.
And then I had another one about people studying sex, the physiology of sex. So I tend to like to play around with topics that have to do with the human body and that are a little taboo. I find the taboo interesting, the fact that, you know, it's your own body and yet you kind of don't want to think about it. We kind of live in our heads most of the time. So
yeah, and you write about it in a very open, frank, everything's exposed kind of way. But mm-hmm. that's a healthy approach. I mean, maybe we should be more open about these things rather than have a list of taboo subjects that parents never talk to their kids about, they never talk to themselves about, and maybe we don't talk to our grandparents about that we should.
That's absolutely right. And we also sometimes don't even talk to our doctors about it. People are so embarrassed about this particular part of the body that, in addition to suffering from whatever it is that's bothering you, you also suffer kind of emotionally. You don't want to really bring it up. You don't want to address it. So, yeah, the more people can just realize it's just part of life and it shouldn't be taboo. So hopefully this book will nudge things toward that a little bit.
What are you working on now?
Oh, I'm just in book tour mode, and I don't know the next book topic. I'm not sure.
Well, how do these topics, how do they come to you? How do you, an idea turn into a book?
Well, I know it when I see it. It's very intuitive. Some things are too abstract for me, or they're purely historical. I like to have a mix of science, a little bit of humor, a little bit of history. Just some things I see it and I go, that would be perfect. And I tend to cover a pretty broad swath of topics in a book because I have a short attention span. Mm. So some things are just roachable.
What was your training in? I mean, you're not an MD.
No, I have just a liberal arts degree, and I was a psychology major, so I don't really have any background. And so when I interview my sources, who are usually PhDs or MDs, I kind of treat them like unpaid tutors and sit them down and go, this is going to be really basic for you, but you need to help me understand this. So that's how I,
well, there's something,
how I do what I do.
There's something good to be said for an insatiably curious mind, and that's clearly what you have because it leads you into some very interesting canals.
It certainly does.
All right. Well, you're in Chicago sometime. If that tour takes you here, I hope you'll contact us because it'd be fun to have you in the studio and talk more about these things. The name of the book is Gulp.
Yeah.
Now, am I saying that right? Alimentary Canal?
Adventures on the Alimentary Canal. I will be in Chicago, actually, next week.
All right. Well, maybe your publicists have gotten through to me. I just don't know it yet. All right. Well, Mary, we can't have you back that soon, but...
No. Yeah, no, I just want, in case people want to come to the event at the public library, go to the Chicago Public Library website, and I forget which day because I'm all discombobulated, but it's next week.
All right. Mary, I'm glad we spoke. Thanks so much.
Me too. Thanks, Bill.
So you learn a lot on WGN Radio. It was constipation, ultimately, not directly, but indirectly, that killed Elvis Presley.